Well, one way to bring more women into the construction industry is to introduce them to opportunities when they are young. I'm Jill Nadeau, and this is the Ideas Network. For the past 7 years, our next guests have been hosting a great event to get girls interested in the trades. And with us from Myron Construction are Dave Walsh, Executive Vice President of HR, and Jen Bauer, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Culture. The event is called Build Like a Girl. Has someone you know been involved in this event? What did they think of it? What questions do you have about getting more women involved in the trades? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send us an email at ideas@wpr.org. Dave, Jen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Morning, Jill. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So, Dave, before we start with the event, why don't you tell us a little bit about Myron Construction?
Myron Construction, a family-owned business, one of the largest general contractors in the state of Wisconsin. We're just a little over 100 years old. We have about 1,500 employees total. Of those, 1,100 to 1,200 at any one time are working out in our field, actually doing the building.
That's a big company.
Feels that way.
I'll bet. So, Jen, how did this Build Like a Girl event even get started?
Sure. Well, at the time, we had received a video clip of a technical college down south somewhere that had an event similar to this. And we just thought, that is so cool. Like, what a great way to introduce a new generation to the industry. And we knew it would be a fun event for our employees to participate in as well. So we got together, a small group of us, and planned for quite a few months and launched the event.
And was it successful first time?
It was. We had no trouble filling the spots for it. Honestly, every year we have a lot of our employees, family members, friends, that end up signing up because they see their family working in the industry and want to learn a little bit more about it. So we get a nice mix of both family members, extended friends, and also just different community organizations. We've had Girl Scout troops that have participated, as well as kids from different organizations like Big Brothers Big Sisters and Boys and Girls Club.
Wonderful. Dave, why is this so important to get girls interested in the building trades?
So a couple of reasons. So I'll throw my HR hat on first. From a pure recruiting standpoint, we're in desperate need of professionals to work in the construction industry. And when half the world is female, that seems like a pretty rich recruiting pool.
Yes.
So for me, it's a target-rich environment to find people to come work in construction. The other reality, though, is females compose literally about 1% of our field force, so 1% of the people doing the building. And that just doesn't seem right to me. You look, and again, I'm speaking for the state of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan. We have a lot of really hardworking, really talented folks, females. We're just not tapping that market. So that's why in my world, this is an important piece to act as a recruiting.
How many women do you have working for Myron?
There's two answers to that question. So one answer is in the office, we probably have about 225.
Oh, my gosh.
In the field. We have 22.
Oh, dear.
So that gives you some idea of where the discrepancy is there. The professionals were doing pretty well, but those who are putting in the work, doing the field stuff, that we're not doing so well in.
What do women bring to construction jobs?
Well, I think what women bring to any job, which is that sense of ethics, the hard work, a different way of problem solving, perhaps, than the normal rough and tumble Wisconsin male might bring, but they also bring a flexibility of mind. One of the things, and I say this to my daughters all the time, it's sometimes easier to teach a female in the construction industry because they didn't necessarily grow up with all the bad habits us boys developed early on. So if you try to show my 14-year-old stepson how to use a hammer, he'll tell me he's got it covered and not to worry about it. If I try and tell my 16-year-old daughter how to use a hammer, she'll say, hey, Pop, show me how that works and why does it work this way and what can I do better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great, interesting thought about that. But Jen, how has the response been from the construction community and the regular community as a whole about this event?
It's honestly been fantastic. Year after year, we get multiple organizations, other partner organizations that we work with. Everybody wants to be involved. So I think they do see it as an innovative way to get a new group of people and excited about the industry. So yeah, we've had great feedback. I think people are very intrigued by it, interested to learn more, and just definitely see it as innovative.
Mm-hmm. And are you thinking about maybe expanding it? Because you can only take, what, 30 girls, is it?
Yeah, so we do have this conversation every year. We actually, in the last few years, we've started taking it on the road. So we do one in Neenah at our corporate headquarters, and then we've been trying to do one a year in our office locations, our satellite office locations. So we've held the event in Madison, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as well as in Wausau. So I think we're going to continue to do that just to kind of, you know, spread the wealth and touch some different areas. But yeah, I think we'd all love to increase the size of the event. We actually used to do a big event in town called Quarry Quest. And, you know, that was hundreds of, you know, families and kids came to that. And it got to the point where it was just getting a little bit too big to handle. So I think with Build Like a Girl, we wanted to start small and make sure that it was definitely a hands-on activity where the attendees got a chance to talk and work with the mentors and really learn a great deal. But yes, we'd love to make it bigger. It's just a matter of what we can internally support.
And what age group are we talking about for these girls?
Sure. So it is 7th to 10th grade girls is what we target. We definitely want to catch them while they're still young and thinking about what those career paths they're interested in going into are. We do every year end up allowing a couple of younger kids to come in. We always just ask that the guardians, as long as they feel they're mature enough to be a part of the day, that they come and join us. But yeah, our core demographic that we're targeting is 7th to 10th grade girls.
And do the parents come along or some adult chaperone?
Typically not. Usually we give them directions as far as they drop their children off at the beginning of the day and they spend the day with us, which usually runs from about 8 o'clock to probably mid-afternoon, 2:30 or so. So yeah, the kids come in and some of them know other ones that are participating. Some come in not knowing anyone. And I think my favorite part of the day, honestly, is seeing how shy they are to start the day. But by the end of the day, you can't shut them up. They are just having such a great time and have made new friends and are asking questions and are excited. So, no, typically the kids come and they do the day with us and then head home. And then it's year after year we get emails from parents who talk about the fact that their child did not stop talking about the event the entire ride home. So they hear
wonderful.
All about it after the fact.
That's great. Dave, what do you hope that these girls take away from this experience?
So selfishly, we hope that they take away some interest in the construction industry. So some bent towards being in the office or being in the field, finding the construction industry to be a real option for them come career choice time. More altruistically, we also hope it brings the girls some confidence and some exposure to something they might not have had before. So I think we started off, honestly, looking just for that altruistic, let us show girls what construction's like. But it really has now come around to, we look at it as a recruiting tool. Mm-hmm. And so selfishly, I'd like to see some of them throw a Myron Hart hat on and come join the team.
Oh, I don't think that's too selfish. Has it happened? I was wondering, you know, you've been doing this for 7 years. If you had a 10th grader the first year, you know, she's out in the workforce. Have any of those girls come back to you as employees?
So it's interesting. We've had a couple come back to the industry, one in particular as an employee. So one of our current virtual construction interns came through Build Like a Girl. So came through the program. We do spend a little time showing them the fancy computer things we can do. And she was directly impacted by that and changed her entire drive. I tell the story of, I still have my eye on one of our employees' daughter who forever wanted to be go in the Army as a chaplain, is now considering being a crane operator. Now, I'm not sure her mom is as excited about that, but I am keeping an eye on that child because I think that would be a wonderful victory story to say, look, we exposed this young lady to something, and here she is.
That's definitely a difference between careers. So,
right.
For sure. So what does a day look like for the girls, Jen?
So you said, Jen, if it's okay, I'm going to start out.
Yeah, go right ahead. Sure.
So one of the things we do is we got to break them, break the ice. Mm-hmm. So they show up at, I don't remember, 7:30 in the morning. We put them in a room, and not a single child will eat breakfast. We have donuts and that sort of thing. Nobody will eat anything. They're all scared and embarrassed. So we go through a little ice-breaking exercise where we kind of make fun of ourselves, tease them a little bit. And that sort of gets them in the sense of, okay, this is sort of a friendly joke-around atmosphere, and that's really what a construction site is like. It really is a we bust each other's chops a little bit. We tease each other, and that sort of the goes with the or starts the flow of the day. And then, Jen, you want to take the rest of what the day looks like?
Sure. So typically we spend a little time educating them just about our company, about our industry. We do some safety warm-ups to, you know, get their bodies in check and ready to go, get them stretched. And that's something we do actually on our job sites every day as well to kind of guard against strains and sprains happening on the project sites. Once that happens, we do a job site tour. So they get to tour an active project site and the teams on site actually tour the attendees around, kind of explaining what they're working on so that they get to see really in action what this looks like. And then they spend the afternoon doing hands-on activities. So they get a chance to lay block and operate different pieces of equipment. Really just trying to give them a little flavor for the different areas of construction that they could potentially go into. And then we have mentors that are both from the field and from the office that spend the day with them, really to serve as someone to ask questions and to give them that guidance. And it's been exciting to see because the first year we did it, I don't know that any of the individuals running the actual activities were women. And as the years have gone on, obviously, we've had more women go into the trades and they have joined us for the day. And I just think it's really great for the girls to actually be able to see women doing these jobs.
Okay, well, we'll get more back to that. We're talking with Myron Construction with Dave Walsh and Jen Bauer. We'll get back to talking about more of that right after this look at the news. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. We have been talking about bringing more women into the construction industry, and for the past 7 years, our guests have been hosting a great event to get girls interested in the trades. It's called Build Like a Girl. And with us from Myron Construction are Jen Bauer, the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Culture, and Dave Walsh, Executive Vice President of HR. What questions do you have about getting girls or women interested in the building trades? Love to hear from you. 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. So right before we went to the break, Jen, you were talking about what the day is like at the event for the girls. And I saw that part of it is building something for the community. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We've done a couple different things over the years. There was one year where they built like raised flower boxes. We did buddy benches one year. So it really is neat for them to see something come to fruition and see the end product of what they're making versus just having the opportunity to swing a hammer, that they actually get to see something made out of it. And it's really fun to, you know, see them take pictures with those things at the end of the day, and just to have that camaraderie of building an activity together and having something to show for it. And typically we will donate those things to either local schools or community organizations so that they live on beyond the event.
Do you think that that gives them a little bit of reality for them from that experience, that something that they helped build is actually being used?
For sure. And I think makes them think twice about how well they're putting things together, knowing that it's going to go on and be used after that, that it's not just a practice thing. It's actually a piece of legacy from the project or from the day.
Right, exactly. So do you have an event planned for this coming year?
We haven't started planning yet for this upcoming year. We are actually just talking in a different meeting that we need to start working on picking our date for the event. Usually after the first of the year, we'll get our committee together and start our regular meetings. So we're not quite there yet, but we're definitely in talks of getting it going.
Okay. And so if people do want to find out, where can they look?
All they need to do is go to our website. It's for the event. It's www.myronbuildlikeagirl.com. And that'll be updated once we have the date set. It's got a little bit of background on the event and some of the stats that Dave was sharing earlier.
And it's usually in the summer, right?
It is. Typically, the last few years, I think we've been trying to hold the NENA event in June. Mm-hmm. And then the satellite office event typically falls either towards the end of July or August.
Okay. So, Dave, do you get to go to the events?
Every single one.
So what do you take away from it? What's your lasting impression?
So it's a very inspiring event. So I mentioned a little earlier about they're very shy. The girls are early on and sort of withdrawn and private and what have you. But to watch the professional craftspeople interact with these girls and watch them pull them out of the shell, watch the professional craftspeople share their stories with these girls and the girls then be inspired and you can see the light click on in their eyes. And then they really start to talk with each other and with the mentors. And at the end of the day, we make them at the end of the day, talk about their favorite part of the event. And each one is different. So some of the girls like doing masonry. Some of the girls like doing operating. Some of the girls like the computer piece. And to hear each of those things and feel that inspiration kind of vibing off of the girls, that's my favorite part. I mean, that's the whole reason you get up wicked early that day and sweat yourself off that day is so that you can find the inspiration in these girls at the end of the day.
What about you, Jen? Do you get to go too?
Yep, I attend every year that I'm able to. Like Dave said, it's just so fun to see the kids. I mean, I think we all can get a little jaded in our day-to-day jobs, just, you know, and to have that day where to see them experiencing things for the first time. And I agree, watching our craftspeople, just the sense of pride that they take in their jobs and the fact that they're able to show the skills and artistry of what they do each and every day is just fantastic. And it's just a fun day. I think everyone from Myron who volunteers and participates looks forward to it every year.
So, Dave, let's switch back to actually, hiring women for your company. What kind of skills are you looking for when you do hire anyone, particular a man or a woman, for that matter?
Sure. That's a fair question. Here's the nice part of coming into the construction trades. You need exactly zero skills. what you need in Wisconsin is a work ethic, right? So you need to be able to take initiative. And you need to know how to ask questions. If you don't know how to do something, don't be ashamed to say, I don't know, show me. Mm-hmm. The beauty of the trades and our different unions is that we pay to train the people, whether they're male or female. There's an apprenticeship program where the day you start your apprenticeship program, you're getting paid to learn this trade. Now, it's interesting when I mentioned pay. Maybe that's one of the other exciting things that I'm proud of in construction is pay equity. A female apprentice and a male apprentice in construction get paid the same amount of money. And when they move up in the moves, those are all the same amount of money. So a journeyman carpenter, be they male or female, is making the same amount of money. And I think that's just a wonderful thing to know that there's pay equity in the industry.
Yeah,
but we'll pay
is.
You to train you. Mm-hmm. You don't need that. We'll give you, there's a couple tools you have to buy and they'll show you how to buy those tools and which ones to buy. But really, we will train you how to do it. And we'll pay you the same amount of money regardless of whether you're male or female.
And the pay is good.
Oh, my goodness, the pay is great. Not only is the pay good, and it really is good, right? a laborer. So a laborer is sort of a person of all does all the little things on a construction site, sweeps or cleans or helps out with mortar and that sort of thing. A laborer can make in the mid-20s per hour plus full benefits, so plus retirement, plus health insurance, all these things as a starting wage. That's fantastic. And supervisors in the construction field can make in six figures.
Okay, where do I sign up?
Right, come on down.
And you also have to think about the fact that, a lot of times I think a lot of high schools are pushing college education, which is wonderful, and that's a great track for some kids, but it's not the right track for everyone. And to think that going into the trades, not only are you paid to learn, but you're also not coming out with all of those loans. So you're getting paid while you're learning, and then you come out making a great wage and you don't have the debt.
That has been changing, though, hasn't it? I've heard a lot in the last maybe 3-4 years. Even friends of mine who have kids that are graduating, it's like, why don't you look into the trades? Have you seen that change at all?
Seen college-educated people looking into the trades?
No, I mean, just the high schools and guidance counselors and just, you know, people, families even encouraging their kids, instead of going to college, to look into the trades as an option.
I think you're absolutely seeing that tide turn a little bit, yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things we continue to try and stress, though, is the real option that someone who's 18 years old and isn't ready for a post-secondary education, a college education, this is a great way to make money and not build debt.
Well, like you said, some people just aren't made to do the whole traditional college journey.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Jen, what do you think it takes? What kind of personality, I guess, is what I'm looking for. What kind of personality do you need to take a job in the trades where you are going to be, you know, out in the elements and you're going to be, you know, doing lots of physical things? How difficult is that for someone to adjust to who's not used to that?
Honestly, I think people typically know themselves as far as, am I the type of person that I want to sit behind a computer all day? Some people absolutely love that. Others, that would drive them up a wall. I always think it's interesting when we have field personnel come in for training and having them sit all day to, you know, as people are talking at them, they're used to moving constantly. And that really is, I think, what drives them every day to see what they build with their hands, and that, you know, there is something very tangible about that. So I think, like Dave said, it's definitely people who are not afraid of hard work, who like to be moving around and have variety in what they do every day.
And Jill, let's think about what weekend is coming up here and what season we're in right now. And it's not just men in Wisconsin that hunt. Women hunt and ice fish and snowmobile. I don't think it's new to say that women want to be outside. I just think it's new to say, hey, listen, we'll pay you a lot of money to do really interesting projects. I think already we see they're outside doing the recreational things. So I don't think it's a big stretch for a lot of our professional craftspeople to be outside and in the elements.
For sure. Well, we're talking with Dave Walsh, the Executive Vice President of HR, and Jen Bauer, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Culture in Myron Construction. And we're talking about getting women and other populations interested in the trades. What questions do you have? Are you interested in maybe switching jobs? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. And of course, we can always take emails, so send us a message at ideas@wpr.org. And speaking of that, Linda emailed us, and she's wondering what other outreach ideas are in the state for helping women and girls get into the trades.
So that's a fair question, and we are really pushing out again into the high schools. As a matter of fact, we just hired a woman whose main job now will be to increase our presence in the youth apprentice opportunities in the high schools. So for sure, reaching back into the high schools in every different angle is our main thrust right now. Build Like a Girl is a fun event. Mm-hmm. It's a very directed event, but the youth apprenticeships and sort of teaching people the longer term opportunities of how to work in the trades and what that looks like, that has already been a good pipeline for us for both gender and ethnic diversity, and we would consider that to be our largest outreach and probably our best effort in the next couple of years to increase our diversity.
Mm-hmm. And as far as, you know, you're talking about the culture, Jen, which is your area, has there been any problems with your other employees welcoming the women employees to a construction site?
Honestly, I think times have changed, and I mean, Dave could probably answer this a little bit better. He's a little closer to the individuals who work in the field and hearing if there are issues like that. So I'm probably going to turn that one over to him.
Okay.
So one thing I'm very proud of is our reputation for not putting up with behavior that's inappropriate on a project site. So as with any industry, there's always going to be one or two people that push the boundary. We have zero tolerance for it. It's part of our orientation. It's part of our culture, if you use that word, to not tolerate anyone being not welcomed onto the site. We spend a lot of time with our field professionals talking about being welcoming and inclusive, regardless of whether it's gender, ethnicity, economic status, all of those things. That's a continued effort. So I will not say we're perfect at it, but when something goes wrong, we deal with it right away. The entire industry, not just that project site, but the entire industry sees how quickly and how seriously we take those issues. And I hope that's a source of comfort to those who might be nervous about the idea of walking on a construction site. I'd be nervous as an 18-year-old white male walking onto a construction site. You're walking out with all these professionals. I can understand why a 19-year-old female person of color might find it a little intimidating. So we work very hard to make it a welcoming, safe place for them.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to the phones now. We've got Margaret in La Crosse with something for us. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My younger daughter is a welder and a metal fabricator in Montana. And when I asked her what drew her to that trade, she said, I like to see a problem with my eyes, but solve it with my hands. So that seems to be the thing that for her took her into this a very different kind of life from her academic family.
I love that. I love that. Have you, either of you, heard anything like that before?
I think we hear a lot of, I like to use my hands to fix things from the women who are professional craftspeople for us, but also the girls. The issue I've come up with is some of these girls have never touched a power drill before. So I think if anything I can encourage parents to do is let them play with tools a little bit. They love it. They find great value, great power in doing it. It just seems like sometimes traditionally,
lack of exposure.
They haven't been exposed to it. That's a great way of love it.
Thank you for that call, Margaret. To say I grew up with a carpenter as a father, I was exposed to all of it, but neither of us has thought about, oh, here, give Jill that drill and let her do it. Just never occurred to either one of us. So it's interesting how you just don't have that, especially, I mean, I'm older, so obviously that was the way it was, but I can understand where that sometimes happens. So we had Dee email us, and she was wondering if Myron offers childcare, and does that make a difference, the work-life balance important to the company?
Wow, is that a great question and right on the nose. It's interesting. The short answer is we do not yet offer childcare. And that's probably a hole. For this entire year, I've been researching, Jen and I together have been researching ideas of how to provide some childcare options for our folks so that that cannot be a barrier to employment. For male, female, regardless, just as young parents trying to navigate the expense and the hard to get in and all of these pieces of childcare. So the short answer is we don't yet have childcare. The longer answer is the owners have put this as probably my number one strategic goal for 2024 is trying to figure that piece out.
It's not an easy thing to do, for sure.
No.
Yeah. No. Let's go back to the phone. We've got Matt in Milwaukee with a comment. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've worked in the trade for home restoration for 10 years plus and grew up in Wisconsin, a very strong working family, very German. And one thing that I would hope that could be taught to younger people is having a strong work ethic, and which is kind of hard to grasp if you don't know what that means. So hopefully that could be taught or an education from employers. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. What do you have to say about that one?
So I agree that work ethic is a critical piece to success, especially in the construction industry. Our experience has been in every generation, there's some really hardworking folks. There's some folks that aren't going to work that hard. So what Jen and the culture team has really put together is celebrating, admiring the fact that we like when you work hard. One of our core values is dig deep, which means really make an effort to work as hard as you can for the things you can. But I'll be very honest with you. Some of our very young, brand new apprentices will really work very hard to make things successful. So I agree, work ethic's critical. I think it's just, it's not generational necessarily. Each generation thinks they're the hardest working generation. I personally believe that Generation X is the hardest working generation. But each generation thinks they're the hardest working generation. I have found that you just have to find the hard workers in the generation. That's what we've got.
Is it kind of boil down to the fact that, you know, we kind of tend to prejudge, like we prejudge women can't do this. We prejudge that, you know, younger folks don't have the work ethic. Is that something that you've found that we kind of fall into, Jen?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as Dave said, I think we all fall into that, having those biases. But yeah, I think we've built a culture where, again, that hard work ethic is really celebrated. And I think the individuals, I mean, we have individuals who have worked here for 30, 40 years. And I think the people that we always look for passion in potential employees, we want people who are really passionate about whatever they do. We always think we can teach them the skill, but we can't teach you to be passionate. And I think the fact that we celebrate those instances of when people really do step up to the plate, dive in, help, when someone else is underwater, they're the first ones to volunteer to take something off their plate. I think when you create a culture where that is celebrated, you attract those types of people. And really, those are the individuals who end up becoming long-term employees because that's just who they are.
Have you found the same thing, Dave?
Yeah, I think Jen summarized it pretty well, really.
So what are some of the other ways that Myron and maybe other construction companies are, you know, encouraging other traditionally marginalized groups to look into this field?
I go back to the idea of youth apprenticeships and giving them the opportunity to sort of sample the merchandise before buying in whole hog. I think that is really one of the future ways we're going to find all of our diverse communities to find, to feel welcomed by Myron, certainly, but to also invest without having to completely invest. To try that during high school when you're still feeling your way around jobs, rather than saying, I'm not going to college or what have you. I think that's the secret is, and I think the education system's done that to push the career clusters earlier in high school so that they can experiment a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the best opportunity. I think the real trick is to make sure we give that opportunity across the most diverse school districts we can throughout the regions as well.
And that makes sense. Is there anything by maybe the unions or organizations, the building trade that are doing things like that?
Well, certainly the unions are supporting the idea of youth apprenticeships and then taking some of that time as a youth apprentice and crediting that towards their passing through apprenticeship into being a journeyman. I think that helps. The unions have been very supportive of a Build Like a Girl. So very supportive if we needed representation, very supportive. They want to be there to sell their trade. So masons versus operators versus
sure.
carpenters, but also to sell the industry. And we've been very honest with the girls. Much as I would like everyone to wear a Myron jersey that comes out of Build Like a Girl, we just want them to come into the industry and maybe they'll find their way to Myron. And thankfully, the unions have had the same thing. We just want you to come into the industry. We don't care which trade you're at. We just know that there's the pipeline is shrinking and we're looking for ways to fill that pipeline.
Mm-hmm. So in the last 10 seconds or so, where do they begin? Where do they go?
I go back to the high schools. I think trying to find kids a little younger when their minds are still malleable and not necessarily sold on being college versus not.
All right. Great place to end. I want to thank you both so much for being with us and sharing that with us. Good luck with this year's event.
Thanks so much.
We've been talking with Dave Walsh, Executive Vice President of HR, and Jen Bauer, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Culture at Myron Construction. Join us again tomorrow for a garden talk. We're going to be looking at indoor plants. That's tomorrow at 11 on the Ideas Network. I'm Jill Nadeau. Thanks for joining us. Stay well.